God tells us to forgive, right? But when and how should we forgive? Are there times when we shouldn't forgive? Can forgiveness actually hurt someone? Bob Inyart's teaching on forgiveness shows us what the Bible really teaches about forgiveness. The three-part forgiveness series is available on DVD video or in audio on MP3 CD by calling 1-800-8-INYART. Or you can get the video, CD, or the MP3 download at kgovstore.com.
And greetings to the greatest audience in the world. I believe that's what Bob says when he's on the air. I am not Bob Inyart. I am not Doug McBurney. I'm not even Will, the producer. Nor am I Al, the producer. I'm just Greg Jackson, sitting in for Bob Inyart. Happy Friday to all of you. If you heard the show yesterday with Leslie Hanks, co-sponsor of Personhood Colorado, also with Colorado Right to Life, you're in for a treat because we got more important information that you are not going to want to miss. Do not change that dial because Leslie is with us again in the studio. Welcome, Leslie.
Hi, Greg.
Co-hosting in the Bob Inyart Studios here in an undisclosed location in the Colorado Rocky Mountains. We can't tell you because there's a lot of people who are trying to ruin the stuff that's happening here in Command Central, including Bob, who is out right now. We have the honor of filling in for Bob. But as many of you know, Bob is working on the important strategy behind getting the Colorado Personhood Amendment 62 passed, enshrined into law in November. And while Bob is diligently working on that for the entire month of May, we are doing our darndest to fill in the gaps and get the word out on the air. And folks, I have said on this show, God is giving me this microphone, I'm going to broadcast the truth to the best of my ability, and I know of no more important issue. If I were on my deathbed right now and I were given 30 seconds to tell voters what the most important issue would be in our country right now, I would say that this issue of personhood for every human being inside their mother's wombs is the most important issue for the very reason that since 1972, Leslie Hanks, we have allowed the murder, and that's exactly what it is, the intentional killing of between 3,000 and 4,000, depending on the numbers that you're looking at, statistics, babies a day to be killed in abortion clinics around the country. And I truly believe in my heart of hearts that we have blood on our hands, that Christians have not been vocal enough in stopping it and taking a stand for the unborn. And I'm not going to deny or dispute the fact that there are committed pro-lifers such as Leslie Hanks and Joe Scott, who's been on this show, and Bob Inyart, and a lot of people from Denver Bible Church and other churches in this community that go, and they go to the abortion clinics and they pass out literature, and they've saved lives. They've encouraged these women, and they've helped them to turn away from making that decision. But the bottom line, folks, is that I truly believe in my heart of hearts that this is no different. The time that we're living in right now, 2010, is really analogous to slavery in the 1860s. And this is our Civil War. I believe that the future of this country is contingent upon the decisions that we make in terms of standing up for the unborn. Will we make a decision to go to bat and to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves, and really stand up and enforce the inalienable right to life that's already been guaranteed, but that we've allowed to be violated for 30 years? That is the key question facing this country. Nobody wants to talk about it, but I believe that this is the issue, that the elephant in the room that has to be dealt with. Wouldn't you agree with me, Leslie?
Oh, I sure would. I sure would. And, you know, it's hard for people to get their hands around or their arms around what we say. 50 million babies, innocent babies, have been slaughtered since 1973, actually, when the Roe v. Wade decision came down. But I'm looking at a website I would love to commend. I think Georgia Right to Life put this together, personhood.net. And in a way to try to help people understand the enormity of 50 million innocent lives being taken since Roe, They say that the Vietnam Memorial Wall is 10 feet high and 500 feet long, and it contains 58,000 names. That's in Washington, D.C.
10 feet high.
Yep.
And how many feet long?
500 foot long and contains 58,000 names. So comparatively, a similar wall depicting all 50 million names that of innocent babies that have been slaughtered would extend to over 81 miles in length.
Mm.
Now, you just can't even, I mean, you can't even make your mind go that
That's
far,
like from but... here, if you've ridden on 25, imagine a wall extending from Denver on Highway 25, essentially to Colorado Springs. With those names of those future scientists, maybe a doctor who is going to find the cure for cancer, maybe, who knows, maybe the next NBA, MVP, a great musician. I mean, those names, and I believe we'll find out in heaven who some of those people were, and I think that we'll be ashamed that we allowed that to happen when unbelievable blessings were available to us, and we didn't take advantage of it because we didn't stand on God's word.
That's right. Yeah.
Right? We compromised it.
We did. And now we
But we have a chance. There's good news, Leslie Hanks.
Right. We have the opportunity to vote in the fall for Amendment 62.
Now, what is Amendment 62? I'm in my car. I've kind of heard of personhood. It got 30% last time. What is Amendment 62 for somebody who just might be hearing about it for the first time?
Well, it is language that will be in the Colorado Constitution, Lord willing we win, and it will say that the term person shall apply to every human being from the beginning of the biological development of that human being.
Okay.
That's pretty easy. And we had to change the language a little bit from the last time. It said fertilization last time, and in consultation with Diane Irving, a PhD from Georgetown University, she was very eager for us to expand the language and make it cover every child that could possibly be needing legal protection, and that would include children from cloning and some of the Frankenscience type of procedures that sadly are part of medicine today. So we took her advice. We really wanted her to be on board with us, and so we took her advice. And so most of Bob's listeners know we've gone through this whole long petition signature gathering phase, and we're on the ballot, and it's just such a thrill to be a sponsor, to be a co-sponsor of this amendment. And this past weekend, let's talk a little bit about that before we get into the
specifics. We got into it a little bit for any of you who were here yesterday with us. You were at the Sarah Palin event. You want to talk about the Sarah Palin event first?
No, I want to
talk about
the
assembly.
Because the Republican assemblies were this past weekend.
Yes.
And we got a table, and we were really blessed to have the opportunity to be there because last year we weren't able to in the 2008 assemblies. But anyway, this time...
You weren't allowed in the 2008 assemblies?
It seems to me that we didn't get our application in a timely enough fashion, perhaps, but when we were outside trying to get our message across, we were asked to leave. So that was sad. But I don't want to go back. I want to say how blessed
Man,
we were
resilient.
To be there
Glasses
this time.
Glasses half full. Leslie Hanks.
Amen. Because we got out, Greg, 5,000 pieces of literature 5, this weekend.
5,000 pieces of literature you got out, meaning people came to the table and took the literature.
They did. We've got this fabulous Talking Points brochure.
It's a beautiful brochure. I'm
Bob's
looking at it right now.
Bob's been working on this for iteration after iteration.
God
love Bob. And it's just really attractive piece. It talks about every one of the difficult arguments that people want to bring up. But we got...
people can go online right now and look at it.
I think so.
Where can they go?
Colorado it's
Amendment 62, what's the website?
Well, it should be at coloradorighttolife.org, or it might be at personhoodcolorado.com.
We can send them a brochure with a free copy of my book, Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, which will arm you with the most common responses to the claims that you might hear. And some of these are tough from the left, from the pro-aborts, on arguments for abortion, and I provide documented factual answers in my book, Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies. So you can do three things. Sorry to interrupt you here, but I think it's a good opportunity to have people go to Bob's site, or they can call in, make a donation, get a free copy of the book. We'll send you a brochure as well, or many brochures. Can we send out multiple brochures? Maybe they can give them out to their friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Multiple, and that's a good thing. We can give a call to 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. Also, you can go to kgov.com. Did you want to say something?
Oh, I was going to say for a donation of $25 or more, right?
Look, if you have 10 bucks, you're still getting a free copy of my book. Whatever. If you can make a donation, we just want donations to go to this really worthwhile cause of keeping Bob Enyart on the air so you can get information like the type of information that Leslie Hanks is providing right now about all that is going on. And you can help out, too, if you call in. We'll give you as many brochures as you want so that you can disseminate them. We'll mail it to you with a copy of my book.
That's right. That'd be fabulous.
Killing two birds with one stone here in the Bob Enyart Show.
So we ordered, to go back to where we were with these great opportunities
5,000
this weekend. Well, no,
were you out,
10.
Out of stock?
We ordered 10,000 brochures and 3,000 bumper stickers. We have a fabulous...
Beautiful bumper stickers, by the way. Can't wait to put one on my car.
And we have a fabulous volunteer who is going to be distributing 5,000 pieces in Highlands Ranch, Castle Rock, and Parker.
Awesome.
So between the assemblies and the Sarah Palin event and our volunteer, we need to order all of our brochures again.
That's a good problem to have.
It is.
And
it's
people,
fabulous.
By the way, if you want to buy the brochures, if you want to be, let's say you can't go out and do all the stuff that Leslie Hanks is doing right now, hey, you know what? You're busy, you have kids, maybe you have some extra money, and you're looking for a worthwhile cause, a mission, something to that you want to be a part of, hey, you know what? Your money's good here at the Bob Enyart Show. You call 1-800-8-ENYART. Sound like a used car salesman. But 1-800-836-9278, or you can go to kgov.com, and we'll take, I'm pretty sure we'll take your money to buy, because these things cost money. They're beautiful brochures, but it's great information that people can have with them. They can read them at their leisure. That's what I love about a brochure.
That's right. These are really well done, and you can call Colorado Right to Life as well, 303-753-9394, and ask how you can be involved in the campaign. We would love your help.
What can people do, by the way? What are some things that people are going to be able to do to get the word out?
Well, you know, we have Bob working on the campaign tracker, and that is some pretty thrilling news. And that is going to be an opportunity for the grassroots to get more involved than they ever thought they could.
You can't talk too much about that right now. It's,
I know.
This is proprietary stuff that Bob Enyart is working on. God only knows where.
Keep listening. They need to keep listening.
They need to keep listening. So I rudely interrupted you, and you were going to talk about some of the statistics from the event as well.
I was.
That people are going to be blown away by.
I was.
And I know that you're pulling those up right now as we speak. But seriously, people were asked a series of questions on the life issue at this governor's Assembly Conference.
Republican State Assembly.
State Assembly.
And then they had the congressional assemblies on Friday, and they had an opportunity to vote on resolutions, and we are really pleased with what we're seeing. They came out today, but the people had an opportunity to vote on this one, which I think really does uphold personhood. And it says, it's resolved by Colorado Republicans that life begins at conception and is deserving of legal protection from conception until natural death. And it got 79.06% of that assembly voting yes.
So these are grassroots
activists. A lot of them are new to the procedure as well. Yeah, I think there was some kind of a stand up if you're new to being involved as a delegate and
but very pro life. I mean, if they
huge group did.
I mean,
stand
you're saying I believe that personhood starts, you know, the rights of human beings begins at conception, and it should be enshrined in the law. Well, it already is, as we all know, in the 5th and 14th Amendment. But I mean, on the state level, in the state constitution, 80% of Republicans, many people think, the Republican Party is, you know, the rank and file are, you know, somewhat libertarian or kind of lukewarm. They don't want to talk about those issues. But really, at least here in Colorado, I can't speak for the rest of the country, but at least in Colorado, what you're saying is that very, very pro-life, given the results from this poll.
Well, another one says it's resolved Colorado Republicans support overturning Roe v. Wade, 78.23%. That's
how many percent?
Strong, 78.23. That's really
who are the
strong.
22% that didn't think that Roe v. Wade should be overturned? By the way, since Roe is not law, we should just tell our audience,
right?
Never has been law because courts can't make law. And shame on so many conservatives and pro-family leaders for perpetuating the lie that it is and that we can't stop killing babies until it's quote-unquote overturned. But the fact of the matter is that it doesn't need to be quote-unquote overturned. We don't have to have another ruling that essentially strikes down, even though I hate using those terms, strikes down and overturned because it – there's nothing constitutional about any of those terms. The fact of the matter is they're not law in the first place. But it's important to note that at least they are acknowledging in those polling numbers that they believe that the opinion itself is unconstitutional, that it violates a core fundamental inalienable right that is possessed by all human beings beginning at the very moment of conception. And that, to me, I'm very optimistic when I hear polling numbers like that.
Absolutely.
I'm wondering what's up with the other 22%, but, you know, that's just me.
They're acknowledging a God-given right to life, as we all like to say. Another one, it's resolved Colorado Republicans oppose the use of public funds for destructive embryonic stem cell research, 82.09%.
82%. So these are good,
great,
very good numbers.
Results. Yeah, we're thrilled. So anyway, it was a very, very productive weekend. We went from the state assemblies over to the Sarah Palin event.
No wonder all these politicians are jumping on board endorsing personhood, because they know that the rank and file, the feet on the street, as it were, like the number, you know, representative of the numbers that you just quoted, they're the ones that are going to do all the work for these candidates. So they know.
Right.
So, does that explain the support?
That explains some of it. And they also know that I believe between the 2008 Amendment 48 petition signatures gathered, and this time we're over a quarter of a million Coloradans that think that the child has a God-given right to life.
Well, I just want to say something up front. I don't know who the nominee is going to be. Do you have any gut feeling who the nominee might be?
For governor?
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be a slugfest between now and November. So,
who's your gut? Who do you think will win it? I mean, you know, you've lived here a lot longer in the state than I have.
Hard to know. I think Mays might.
We'll say Mays. Okay.
He might.
So if
Mays surprise us, just in light of in lieu of what the Tea Party effect is happening, and people are so sick of the insiders, and some of the other candidates really are considered insiders.
Well, I would say to Mays, if you're listening, happen to be listening to the Bob Enyart Show, that it would be nice to, if you really want to make inroads and ensure that you get the support of people at the grassroots that are driving this personhood effort, that there be some campaigning, that there be some commercials on radio and TV speaking about this very important issue, because I know of no more important issue. Do you, Leslie?
I do not, because without
in this
right
state right
life,
now, personhood is on the ballot, and he's running, and he's wants to be governor. I want to know how committed you are to getting people to support this, not just saying that you support it and you check it off on some questionnaire. But what I would like to see is, if you want my support, and if you want me to bring people to the polls to vote for you, how bad do you want to sit in the governor's office, Mr. Mays? Right?
Well, exactly.
Want my support? Then this is a quid pro quo, buddy. I need you to support personhood. It's the most important issue to me. I am a single issue voter. That's the one non-compromising position that if you don't support personhood, you will never get my vote.
Because without the right to life, all other rights are meaningless.
Jed Babin would take exception with you.
If you're not alive, you're not going to use a gun, and you're not going to have a right to free speech. So
that's right.
The God-given right to life is inalienable.
No brainer.
It doesn't come from government. It comes from our Creator, and we are proud to stand for personhood.
Well, as a matter of fact, the Founding Fathers understood this well. Thomas Jefferson, in fact, knew that the primary role of government was to do what?
He said, "The care of human life and happiness, and not their destruction, is the chief and only legitimate object of good government."
And you had nothing in front of you to read. I mean, that was all wrote. I just want the audience to know that was from
the heart.
And you know why? But Jefferson was exactly right. And the fact of the matter is that our government at every level, legislative, executive, and judicial, every branch of government has a sworn obligation to uphold the inalienable right to life
of its citizens.
Every branch of government. So if you can't do that, and Jefferson, who authored the Declaration, believed that it was the most important, the most vital role of government to secure the inalienable right to life, right? That's what you just said.
I did.
Then if you can't at the very least protect the inalienable right to life, I'm sorry. I can't work for you. I can't get other people to vote for you. And I can't vote for you. That's the one issue that you need to support and champion. I hope he's listening. You think he is? Probably not. Maybe.
He should be if he's not.
If anybody knows Mr. Mays, you let him know that he's got to champion this thing. He needs, I believe, he really needs to come on board and partner with us and champion, because our vote, we're not, I'm not personally, I'm just speaking for myself here, but I am personally offended by politicians who say that they're pro-life and then once they get into office, they really do nothing, like George Bush, for example. Yeah, real pro-life. Meanwhile, funding for Planned Parenthood went up at a faster rate under Bush than it did under Clinton.
That's right.
And he was the one who pretty much single-handedly torpedoed the South Dakota personhood
tragically,
amendment. Right?
That is so true.
Anyway, so those are the statistics, Leslie Hanks, that you got, right?
Right.
Any other important statistic? There was one other one that somewhat conflicted. Do we want to talk about that one on air?
Yeah, sure.
What was the one that was a little out of place for you? There was one question that was asked.
That personal medical decisions like abortion and pregnancy should not have any involvement with government. And so that's what we just talked about. Thomas Jefferson said that is the primary role of government. And
what
so,
percent?
That
agreed
about
with that?
78%, I believe.
So about 80% believe that it's an inalienable right, that, and then 80% says, but government doesn't have a role to secure that right.
Right. And, you know, either they're confused, as can be, and so we should put Thomas Jefferson's quote in our brochure, or, as some people seem to think, that question was thrown into a block of pro-life resolutions, and maybe people weren't reading as closely as they should have been, and they just said yes to all of them.
It had to be confusing. I mean, if you believe, and you've said you believe, that that the inalienable right to life needs to be enshrined in the law beginning conception, i.e. personhood, and then you go in the next question, and the next question is, but does government, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, does government have a role in securing that right? And you say no, then you fundamentally don't understand the Constitution. You don't understand our constitutional form of government, which is that essentially that governments are instituted among men to secure
our rights,
our inalienable, i.e. God-given rights.
Right.
That's, to me, the problem is that it's a worldview issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a generation, and I don't know what the average age is, but wouldn't you agree with me, Leslie, that it's probably a dumbed down generation of folks. They know in their heart that life begins at conception. That it's murder to kill a child. But then they don't believe that the reason our government exists is to actually secure those rights. That's the most fundamental right. That's the most fundamental obligation of government. That's a fundamental disconnect there. But I think that says a lot about why, potentially, correct me if I'm wrong, quote unquote, conservatives are losing the culture war. Because we're conflicted. We don't understand. Yes. Okay. You got it right. Human life begins at conception. But also, this is where I believe where we're losing. We're losing because we're not holding our government officials accountable. And those polling numbers illustrate that. Very, very telling. Because for too long, Christians have said, oh yeah, I'm going to vote for McCain, you know. He says he's pro-life. Well, no, if you're really pro-life, then you believe in the inalienable right to life and you will abide by your constitutionally sworn oath to enforce that God-given right to life at every level, legislative, executive, and judicial. And if you don't, then you're in violation of that oath, and shame on us for voting and continuing to fund and support and vote for those politicians who are not truly representing our core values and beliefs. Well, they're not enforcing the most vital, inalienable right that we possess.
You're absolutely right, but for almost 40 years, they've had the foremost pro-life organization and other associated organizations going with these crazy three exceptions.
Who would that organization be?
That would be National Right to Life.
Okay, National Right to Life.
And I believe Conservative
Not to
Women
be confused
for America.
With American Right to Life, which is the
right.
authentic 100% pro-life organization, which of course you're involved with and Bob Enyart is the spokesman for. And by the way, you can get there at ARTL.org.
Right.
Right. AmericanRightToLife.org. And you can fund the good work and support the good work that they're doing. But for too long, National Right to Life is what you're saying, Leslie, and other counterfeit pro-life organizations have been so caught up in the money aspect of it that
and
they've compromised
to place at the table, I think, is part of the big problem, Greg.
What do you mean?
Wanting to be a player in Washington, D.C., because you can persuade yourself, I'll be able to make a difference if I can just have a seat at the table. And so you start compromising a little bit here and a little bit there and forgetting that God's word says we can't compromise on life and death.
No compromise. And that's why we're in the position we're in. But the good news is, with personhood, that you, that we have the ability to turn the tables. Right?
We do.
And shame on us if, and really, I believe, and we've talked about it here on the show before, that it really starts with Christians. We can't go pointing the finger at the atheists and the abortionists and the quote unquote liberals and say, you know, you baby killer and so on and so forth. When we have the power right now to walk the walk, if you consider yourself to be pro-life, then this is your chance to be doers of the word. We hear about it in church. You know, you read in James chapter 1, being doers of the word. We as Christians are supposed to not only read God's word, listen to God's word, but also be doers of the word. That doesn't mean, by the way, that we're saved by
works.
By works.
Right.
But it means that those works are a manifestation, a representation, a true illustration. That fruit is a representation of our faith. In other words, the more we believe and the more we don't compromise God's word, the more our works will reveal that in reality. And right now, I'm telling you, this is where the rubber meets the road. November here in Colorado, in a matter of, 5 months away. So how can people we got a couple minutes remaining. How can people get involved? What can they do to help?
Well, I think the biggest thing we need right now is money to buy more materials.
Okay.
We're going to have yard signs. We've got to have more bumper stickers. We need more brochures.
When you say money, how much money is it going to take, do you think, to wage a real effective campaign?
Well, if we think about what Planned Parenthood spent last year against us, it was in the millions. So get your checkbooks out.
Got to protect their business. Yeah. So in other words, if there's some people out there, now we'll take small donations and, but also there's got to be a couple people out there who can write a check for 50 or 100, couple hundred thousand dollars, maybe $1 million. What a better way to make a kingdom investment, an eternal investment, than, you know, you're getting toward the end of your life and you're looking for a worthwhile endeavor. Can you imagine the impact that this is going to have for a lifetime, for many, many generations?
Yes.
That one investment that could turn the table here, passing personhood, that I believe, if it's passed here, and I believe it will start a tsunami, will encourage other states to pass personhood in their states, and then we get around Roe versus Wade and these other inhibiting factors. But go ahead. Where do people go?
ColoradoRightToLife.org, of course. We'd love to hear from you. Just call. We have a fabulous employee. Donna is our office manager, and she will take your call. If you're interested in being involved in the campaign, give us your address, your email address. We want to be able to get
flyers
you
and
informed.
Pamphlets. You can also pass out
or
send them pamphlets that they could put in their churches, correct?
Absolutely.
Or other organizations,
bumper stickers,
so they can just call Colorado Right to Life. They can get all that material, and then they can spearhead an effort in their local community. And that's how it works, folks. It's grassroots oriented. Don't wait around for somebody else to do this. Get engaged. Be doers of the word. I beseech you to get involved. This is the fight of our life, folks, and we all need to be active participants in this worthwhile endeavor. Maybe the most worthwhile endeavor you'll ever take part in your life. Be blessed and do right. KGov.com, and remember, Maranatha, it's the best darn Christian school around.
God tells us to forgive, right? But when and how should we forgive? Are there times when we shouldn't forgive? Can forgiveness actually hurt someone? Bob Inyart's teaching on forgiveness shows us what the Bible really teaches about forgiveness. The 3-part forgiveness series is available on DVD video or in audio on MP3 CD by calling 1-800-8-INYART. Or you can get the video, CD, or the MP3 download at kgovstore.com.